Streatham, St Luke's, Cornwall, we've got you covered. This is Expression FM.
You're listening to Expression FM News. I'm Ed Church, and this is your daily news bulletin for Monday, the 25th of September 2017, the first of this academic year. In the news today, President Donald Trump extends his travel ban to North Korea and Venezuela, FIFA are to lift the poppy ban from football fixtures, and an Exeter Guild investigation into a recent debating society event continues.
On air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
President Donald Trump of the United States has extended an already controversial travel ban to North Korea, Venezuela, and Chad, meaning that people from these countries cannot enter US soil. This comes at a time of steadily escalating tensions between both the US and North Korea, and between Trump himself and the DPRK leader Kim Jong-un. As is the way of POTUS 45, the travel ban was also announced on Twitter by Trump, who said, "Making America safe is my number one priority. We will not admit those into our country we cannot safely vet." Trump's now infamous travel bans previously prevented people from predominantly Muslim-majority countries from entering, and was set to expire yesterday. It's been met with criticism from some, such as liberal media organisation The Young Turks, who claim that the ban was irresponsible and unnecessary, but supporters of the ban appeared confident that the extension was needed when international conflicts are appearing on the horizon more and more. In sports today, FIFA are expected to lift the ban on wearing poppies to commemorate Armistice Day after England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Irish teams were fined last year for doing so. The ban happened after the poppy was judged to be a political symbol, and was therefore against the spirit of international football, but faced backlash from Prime Minister Theresa May, who called it utterly outrageous. In an upcoming international friendly game against Germany, FIFA is expected to have no objections, according to the BBC, to England players wearing the poppy. Finally, today, a University of Exeter Guild investigation has been launched into a debating society event on the decriminalisation of sex work last week, after a panellist was found to be giving attendees unauthorised handouts containing graphic sexual content. The following news story does contain some reference to themes some may find distressing. Opposition panellist Caroline Farrow was the subject of controversy before the debate even began due to her track record of inflammatory comments at previous debate events, with attendees of the event on Twitter citing how the opposition side of the debate contained no one who has had experience in the sex work industry. Farrow, who is a columnist for the Catholic Universe and the Conservative Woman, gave people handouts upon entering Newman Blue last Friday evening entitled "Help Wanted, Woman and Girls, Do You Want This Job?" The handout contained reference to abuses sex workers faced, which Farrow considered reasons to oppose the industry as a whole, including graphic descriptions of sexual assault and attacks. It's been labelled as grotesque and unnecessary, and the Guild have now launched an investigation into the event as a result. Exposé reported that the Guild stated, "We are shocked that these made it into the event without being disclosed or approved. We are investigating this as a matter of urgency." More on this story as it develops, from both us here at Expression FM News and at Exposé. That's all from us today. You're listening to Expression FM. Have a wonderful day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.